This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning back in the studio from last weekend. Thank you, Bill Roth, for sneaking in while we were on a personal appearance out at the Cookies for Cancer event, raising money for childhood cancer. It's 8:06 and it is race day. And what a huge race weekend around the world, I could say, or at least the United States. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government and Butler. He's the one that builds all those fast motors. Let me tell you what's happening on tap today. Matt Weaver, live, exclusive, in the editor of Popular Speed. He's live at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for qualifying today. We're going to talk about the Fast Friday, as they're calling it. Six different drivers surpassed the 230-mile-an-hour speed limit, and that's going to be huge to talk about. Also, he's going to put his thoughts on what happened last night with the All-Star NASCAR race, a truck race also. What a great finish between Eric Jones and also Casey Kane. Come to find out, Casey Kane was illegal. We'll talk a little bit about that. Joe McArdle's got a big day today. We do have some showers in the area, but it's going to be out of here by noon, it looks like. Sunny South Raceway has a $400 bounty on Connelly Dublisson in the Legends. So who's going to be able to talk about that or get that money? We'll see. Also, the Memorial Day event's coming up. Robbie Bobby McClendon-Shire, he's on the way to the NOLA Motorsports Park for the WERA National Challenge Series, taking his bikes up there. And we're going to talk about that, and also the fact that Deep South Speedway the third Saturday in June is now also going to invite the motorcycles out, and it's going to be huge. Van Rayburn and I kind of helped put that together. It's going to be a good thing. Angel with Deep South Speedway will be on a little bit later, also inviting the Southern Vintage Racing Association cars out. They got rained out at Baker. It looks like, hopefully, fingers crossed, I do see some sunshine through the old weather window, so we'll get that taken care of. And Dustin Long with NBC Sports, right at Charlotte, a big, big race tonight, $1 million to win with the All-Star race. But as we bring in Matt Weaver, before we go into IndyCars, we want to talk just a tad about this. You're starting to say, and a lot of the people on your Facebook page and Twitter pages agree, that maybe there's a change or time to do away with this $1 million race. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Kane. This All-Star race just doesn't have the same luster that it used to have, because here's the reality. This race was founded as being a big money event where only winning matters. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, isn't that every week now? Winning matters. That's the championship format. There's no second place. There's no points. It's all about the win to get into the chase for the championship. And, you know, do we really want to see our favorite millionaires get richer? So it really isn't the same appeal that it used to have back in the day, when it was blue-collar working men going for the big payday that actually made a difference. And my biggest problem, and I wrote about this on Popular Speed yesterday, mm-hmm. is that much like the chase for the championship, we just let too many people in. There are too many stars. There are too many playoff drivers. And in the effort to try to make it more marketable and to try to make it more appealing to more people by having more drivers, we have diluted and cheapened the event, because we've made it more inclusive. And as a result, it just feels like another race. And to be honest, Kane, I'm in Indianapolis, and I probably won't be watching, because it doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
Yeah, you know, this would be, that's a good way to put it. And people on your Facebook page, like I said, agreed. You had a lot of good comments. And we were talking off the air. One reason why I love having you on the show is because you're opinionated and you're not afraid to say what you feel in your writing. And you know what? You're getting respect from your peers from that. And I love that. And it's great. Let's switch gears to the Indianapolis 500, one of my favorite races. My dad used to live, just moved away from across the street from Turn 2. Loved it. He would call me all the time. I'm a neighbor. Are being loud. You could hear the cars always testing. Mm-hmm. How about it? 230 miles an hour. That's huge. And you're not one, two, three, four, five, but six people surpass that.
Well, you know, we're inching closer and closer to the speed record that Ari Leyendijk set in 1996. I don't think we're going to get there this year. I think they're going to save it for the 100th running next year, but they're going to give it their best shot today if this rain can let up and get cars on track to try to surpass that speed record of 237. I forget the exact number, but yeah, they're going to try to get there. They're going to come just short, but you know, the speed that they're turning is incredible. Yep. We had two very gnarly crashes earlier this week, and certainly there has not been a lack of drama this week in the month of May.
Well, and again, qualifying is always super important at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and of course, they'll be starting out today, again, weather permitting. But yeah, let's go back and talk about those accidents. Newgarden was uninjured in a late practice crash, and then of course, Helio, he goes for a wild ride. And this year, they've got a new body package on the Indy cars. Some people, of course, on social media, who everyone knows everything anyway, are putting in their two cents worth, and they're saying that maybe this body is not the right kind of hat. But I'm telling you, if you hit like that anyway in any Indy car in the past 10 years, you're going to see the exact same, I think, same thing that happened. Would you agree or disagree?
Well, it's not a matter of safety. That's the big debate.
Right.
The debate is with Elio and Joseph Newgarden both driving Chevys and both driving the new Chevrolet Aero kit, there is a concern in the paddock that the Chevrolet design is a little bit more unstable than the Honda. And, you know, both incidents happened going out of turn one.
Yeah.
They both occurred the same way. The tail end got loose a little bit. The drivers overcorrected, turned right, and it sent them right into the wall. And there's been a lot of conversation about the aerodynamic design of the Chevrolet compared to the Honda. And what happened was, is the way that rear wing is designed, it creates maximum downforce on the rear end of the car. But if you turn it around, it turns it into a, like an airplane wing, and the direction changes, and it sends you up in the air. And that's not entirely the same for the Honda.
Oh, well, that's interesting. And you look at the points in the Verizon IndyCar Series right now. First place, how about Juan Pablo Montoya? Will Power, both Team Penske cars. And top third, yeah, it's a Penske car again. Penske knows what they're doing with Helio Castroneves as well. So you get the top three Penske guys. Everybody's watching them for the top spot here at Indy, don't you think?
Well, for better or worse, we've got cars on the grid, but you know, Team Penske has four cars this year, so certainly they've stacked the deck. But Will Power is the defending champion. He's going to be good. Juan Montoya, former champion. Elio, former championship runner-up. And Simon Pagenaud, you know, he's been the fastest man in Indy all week, it seems like. So don't forget, with qualifying today and tomorrow, there are points on the line. So these guys who are racing for the championship have double opportunities to score championship points, both in Saturday bump day and Sunday pole day.
Wow, yeah, and it's going to be exciting. Now, you're not only just staying there, but you're not going to stay for pole day because you're skipping over the state line on tour again, going to Toledo for the ARCA race. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, I've got a personal rule that I always choose races over qualifying, just as a general practice. But, you know, the ABC guys do such a great job with coverage for pole day. I can get my work done by watching that on TV. And I love the ARCA Racing Series. We had them down in Mobile a couple of months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Always a great show. We had them at Talladega, and I really enjoy covering that tour. They're at the short track, Toledo Speedway in Ohio. This race is on TV.
Yeah.
It's on the CBS Sports Network, if you have that in your package. And if not, I'll be there. And just a real good championship battle. Grant Enfinger from Mobile had a rough day at Talladega, so it kind of brought him back to the field a little bit. He's only 100 points ahead of David Levine, so things are starting to get interesting again in the ARCA Championship, so let's see what happens in Toledo.
I want to give a shout-out really quick to another local driver here, Mobile, Thomas Prater. And, you know, you and I both see him on Facebook all the time. Boy, they got a nice new trailer, didn't they? They've got it all dolled up, looks like a NASCAR trailer. Got the picture of him and the race car on the side. And, boy, that's just a big step from, as they said, the 16-foot open trailer they started with.
Yeah, that's a fantastic rig. You know, it adds a lot of legitimacy and credibility. And I know that both Tommy and Thomas already have put a lot of work into that team, and they've made it very legitimate. And they didn't need the trailer to make it legitimate, but just having that is a matter of pride, and certainly it makes things a lot easier, too, as far as traversing across the country the way they do. Certainly I can relate, and just a very beautiful rig.
Let me ask you, next weekend, we don't have Tim Bryant on, so I want you to touch real quick, and then I know you're busy because you've got other things to do, but Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway next weekend. You got the Super Series. Who looks good, and why, again, do you love these guys?
Well, I love the Southern Super Series so much that I'm driving back and forth 9 hours apiece from Indianapolis to the Gulf Coast.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a great tour. You know, I'm really interested to see who comes down. Certainly, Bubba Pollard is always the man to beat in these super late models. We've still got to see the entry list, but you expect guys like Casey Roderick, Daniel Hemric, who is off from the Truck Series. Mm-hmm. Next week, he'll be down. Casey Smith, your championship leader right now in the tour, always really good. Should have been a championship contender last year, but he blew a motor this coming weekend last year at Pensacola, was not able to race Mobile the next night.
Right.
So, you know, it took him out of the running, but he's back with a vengeance, really good run. And, of course, Donnie Wilson. Donnie Wilson has been really, really good since adding Butch Miller as his crew chief 2 years ago, and they're off to yet another strong start.
Well, let me ask you, I know, like I said, you're on tour. If you really want to see anything to do with racing and you can't be there, Matt's the guy to follow. How do we follow you? Where do we find you on the World Wide Web there?
Yeah, the best way is on Twitter. If you want to catch all my stories, my Twitters and opinions and just viewpoints are on @MattWeaverSBN. And on Facebook, if you want to catch all of my stories, there's a Facebook fan page, and that's Matt Weaver Motorsports.
That's awesome, Matt. Have a great time this weekend. Enjoy the tours, and I'll be watching and living vicariously through you, man. You do a great job, and as always, checks in the mail, buddy.
Thanks, bud. See you next weekend in the Super Series.
There you go. Matt Weaver again at Indy, and then back at Toledo, and then back next weekend at Indy and Mobile. The guy's on it. More racing to continue. Joe McConnell says, hey, we're racing at Sunny South Raceway tonight. Also, we're going to talk about a car show going on at the USA College of Engineering USA campus, which will have some of the cars that'll be at Sunny South coming up. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors, Mobile International Speedway and Five Flag Speedway. Again, the Super Late Models are coming back next weekend. Going to be a big race weekend. Also, thanks to Dewey Miller's Competition Head Servicer at Government and Butler. From Line Boring, Resurfacing Heads, Dewey can get you to go faster at 666-7187. At Sunny South Raceway, it is racing. Yep, I'm looking outside, and we bring in Joe McCardle. And Joe, right by the track, you got a couple of little showers here, but it's clearing up. It looks like gates open at 4, and we're ready to go racing.
We're going for Kane, and good morning.
Yeah, this is going to be, I would say, this is it's always an important race, especially if you're doing the points, but this is going to be a good test and tune race, I think, for the big Memorial Day race coming up, and Saturday, Sunday, two-day event. What's this, eighth, ninth year you've done it? How many years you've done that race?
This will be the 11th annual Memorial Day.
And it keeps getting bigger and bigger. And before we get into that, let's talk about the race that's going on today. Obviously, gates open at 4. As always, kids 12 and under are free. And you got everybody showing up. Practice starting at 5. Tell us about it.
We got practice starting at 5. And like I said, we'll run to 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to qualify. We got 7 divisions. And, yes, it is like a test and tune. Only this time you get, you know, you look down and get points and trophy and money along with it. That's the next thing before the big race. We've got people from Louisiana coming tonight.
Wow.
We got a bandolero and a legend coming out of Fort Worth. No, that's next week, my bad. We got Louisiana in Texas coming tonight.
Man, that's amazing. And the thing is you guys teamed up with INEC, so you guys actually have a national point. So that's why you got a lot of people coming to the track. And there's a reason why these guys are traveling, you know, several hundred miles to your track. Explain it to folks who've never been there.
Well, it's called the reason why they come to our track.
Mm-hmm.
Easy, man.
I know.
We have got a good track.
Yeah.
We've got good staff. It's a shame. We kind of like in the wrong location. When I say that, what I'm talking about is we are what is known as a 180-degree track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go Louisiana, Texas to go to the next track.
Yeah.
If you go the other way east, it's Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
where the tracks in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, they're 360.
Yeah.
Any direction you go run into a track.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. It's our little bull ring, as you say. We enjoy.
Well, and tonight, again, and this is what's so cool about your track is, and we say it almost every weekend we have you on, is you're training tomorrow's drivers today. You've got young drivers starting as low as in the Stingers, but you really start them off, again, in what we call the Junior One Champs, but before that, the Mighty Mites. And these
the
are,
Mighty
you know, it was such a great idea. You came up with this a few years ago, one or two carts, and now you've got full fields. And what's awesome is this is birthing the new generation of drivers.
It is that. It is that. Like I said, we started off 3 years ago with 10 Mighty Mites.
Hmm.
Out of the 10 original Mighty Mites, 8 of them is still running at Sunny South in the next class, which is Junior One.
That's awesome. And the difference between the two is you just bump up the speed a little bit.
Bump up the speed, same car, same driver, same weight, bump up the speed, and now we have 5 new Mighty Mites this year.
Wow.
And, you know, after all is said and done, the one saving grace for me and for Wayne and everybody else connected with Sunny South is the Mighty Mites to watch these guys grow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To watch these guys. You know, in the legends, we have a legend driver who's won the first 4 races in a row,
mm-hmm.
who started off at Sunny South in Bandoleros.
Yeah, yeah. And now look at him. Now you got a $400 bounty on him.
Right. Now we got a bounty on him. So, they, you know, what can we say?
Yeah.
It's there. It's called seat time. It's called seat time.
Well, and the thing is you guys do something that no other track does. You give, you know, it's really, like I said, a birthing a new generation of drivers, but there is a cost. Once you get started, everything costs as far as racing goes. But when you get started, there's a way that you guys can see before you spend all that money, if this is something you really want to do with your family, if this is something your child really wants to do, not be pushed into, you guys have got schools.
We have schools, and we also take it one step further. Mm-hmm. We can arrange in the school to put you in a car, give you a helmet, uniform, the whole 9 yards.
Oh, yeah.
Like I say, it's as you know, the initial investment is kind of steep.
Yeah,
you can tie up $1,000 just in the uniform and the helmet and the shoes and stuff.
Yeah,
but we have that. You know, some kids want to do it, and then when they get in there, they don't want to do it. So to help mom and dad out, we're there.
Yeah, and that's the way to do it, you know, and it's pretty affordable. Let me ask you, the Stingers, you've got the Bandos, and the Senior Champs again. Let's talk about the Senior Champs. These are the adult go-karts. I know you've got the dirt track in the middle, not quite ready, but these guys are running like a Daytona and Talladega with some of the drafting that they do. It's really incredible to watch, and they're going almost as fast, if not as faster, as the legend cars.
Yes, sir. And the thing about let's take the Senior Champs.
Yeah.
Because I think it's, let's see, it's 1, 2, I know 2 of them for sure race as Mobile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so what we've done is next weekend, the Sea Champ will run their money race on Sunday.
Oh.
And that will give them, we try.
Yeah, that's
and that will
good.
Give
that's
them
good.
A chance to run their race Saturday night at Mobile.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, you know, any racer is going to go race as much as you can. So, and speaking of that, you do have the Southern Vintage Racing Association coming up here in June, and excited to bring some of the cars out there. And you guys always invite other classes of cars to come out. I know there's been some rumblings with the pro trucks and the bombers and sportsmen all talking about making appearances again. So if you have a class of cars and you'd like to try to run it at Sunny South, what's the best way to try to go about doing that?
Tell them to call me. I got an open ear, man. You know, we have a racetrack. We got a telephone. Call me. Let's do something.
Well, tonight, again, it starts 4 o'clock. How do we find the track? It's just past the big track, as you say.
Just past the big track on Highway 90. Keep going west, approximately 6 miles. Go through the traffic light at Ramsey Road, and we're on your right. Go down Interstate 10 west. Get off at Exit 4. Cross over the interstate, go to downtown Grand Bay, at the traffic light, which is Highway 90 again, hang left, go 3 miles east, we're on your left.
All right, there you go, Joe. Good luck. I think I see more sunshine than dark clouds, so that's a good sign.
And
we'll talk to you next Saturday and get you ready for the big Memorial Day Classic, a two-day show on Saturday and Sunday. Thank you, Joe, as always, and thank you to Sunny South Raceway.
Thank you, King.
Absolutely. Again, Joe McArdle, one of the harder-working, for sure, promoters that are out there. You know, we got to talk about something that's pretty cool. USA College of Engineering today at the USA campus right here in Mobile, having a USA Super Mileage Car Show. And this is cool because Dave Nolan and those guys with Mad K Racing actually will be set up. It starts at 10 o'clock, so about an hour and a half from now. And this is great. They're going to have the cars and trucks that they're racing tonight at Sunny South Raceway. But if you want to go check out Sunny South Raceway for the first time and go see some amazing race cars and also just some really cool show cars, well, stop by over there from 10 to, I think, 2 or 3 or something like that. And they do have some tickets from Sunny South Raceway, a limited amount. So if you want to go check them out for free, a great way to spend the morning, again, with the sunshine coming up. Now, I do want to talk about a special event that's going to be happening coming up. Kane Motorsports and the racing family in general lost one of our very own good special friends and teammates this week. We had a good friend, Greg Haney, who was partners with Steve Williams with ABC Designs, who does all of our wraps and stuff, and just a huge, huge part of what we do with Kane's Warrior Kids, pass away unexpectedly this week. And so what we've done, there's so many amazing people who have come together to put a benefit on coming up next Sunday, next Saturday, the 23rd, we race at Mobile International Speedway, the 24th, starting at 3 p.m. at Cowboys and Angels. There's going to be a huge celebration of Greg's life. We've got three bands who are going to be there. And this is really cool. Race car drivers who are listening right now, this is really cool. As you know, or maybe didn't know, Greg, he was just a huge racing back in the day at L.A. Dirt. And we've got special permission from the Mobile Police Department and actually the city government to allow us to run our race cars on the streets in a poker run. We're going to have tons of motorcycles out there. It's $20 for each race car driver. And if you want to have a passenger with you in that race car, it's $10. So for $30, get your GoPros out, go celebrate Greg's life. We're going to go to about 3 or 4 or 5 different spots. And how cool is it to be able to run our race cars in there? And that's what Greg would love. And let me tell you what else is going on there, Cowboys and Angels. Not only that, but we have a huge thank you to so many different groups that have given us things to do for auctioning and silent auction. McDonald's is giving us, thank you guys so much, Perry and Abram and the owners of all 74 Golf Coast McDonald's are making a sizable cash donation for that. Also, we had another couple of companies that wish to not have their name mentioned doing the same thing. Coastal Traffic, my business, it does traffic reports. We're going to be giving away a month worth of advertising, about a $3,000 value. Sims Towing, also Aaron Berry, who does some amazing work with photography. He's got some great autographed items to give away. We've got a signed Tony Stewart jersey, or actually team shirt we're going to give out. A.J. McGarren and his brother Rusty have teamed up and giving us a jersey, several footballs that we're going to be also auctioning off. Tons of stuff from Auburn Football, the Bloom Garden Center. Also, we want to thank Deep South Speedway giving away some things, Planet Fitness, Dunkin' Donuts, Majestic Tire Service, and the list goes on. Again, Greg was a special friend to Michelle and I, and we've shed some tears this week, and we're going to miss our big friend, but what a great way to send off and help pay for his memorial service that's coming up next Friday. So if you guys want to get involved, it's easy to find me on Facebook. Go to DereklONG, and we'll have it all set up there. And again, thank you for everyone that's been involved in helping out with that. Still, so much to continue. Motorcycles, a big race, and Robbie Bobby McClendon-Shire is going to be in the mix of it at NOLA Motorsports Park for the WEARA National Challenge Series. He's there. We're going to talk to him next. And again, Dustin Long standing by with NBC Sports, a huge truck race and $1 million to win tonight in Charlotte. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, podcasting the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing again for the fourth year, I believe. We're with this team out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, bringing funds and awareness to volunteer fire departments from all over the country. So if you've got a fish fry or a car show at your fire department along the Gulf Coast, find us on Facebook, and we would love to come. USFD Racing, again, not hard to find us. Still got a lot of racing to cover. Dustin Long is up up in Charlotte. We'll talk about the truck race. We'll talk about the million-dollar payoff tonight. Danica Patrick, the most popular driver, getting voted in as you've got, gosh, it was good racing there with Biffle and Bauer also racing their way in. So we'll talk to Dustin about that. And before we go there, we're heading to NOAA Motorsports Park, which is just a great playground. A doctor in New Orleans decided to make a track to have some fun with his friends, and it has blossomed into Indy cars there, and now we're a motorcycle road racing, and one of the guys is there every single time they're going to be racing is factory driver Robbie Bobby McClendonshire. You're already there. No rain, but you said off the air, hey, we got rain tires. Ain't no thing. Hey, good morning, man. How are you, sir?
Hey, not too bad. Just keeping an eye on the skies because right now we're being pretty lucky, but you never know here.
Yeah, let's talk about this experience that you guys are doing. NOAA Motorsports Park is one of the coolest stories. A rich doctor decided to make this for his friends and family to play with, and then it just has blossomed into what it is now. And again, you were telling me just the other day that they actually almost need to resurface it already.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same track for everyone. From what everybody tells me, that's a lot smarter than I am. What happens, you know, being the ground is so soft here that the concrete settling in over a few years, and you get, I guess they started building character is what we'll call it. But like I said, it's just temporary for everyone. So we pretty much know where the little bumps are at, and any boys are so right, depending on our movement.
Your phone's cutting out just a little bit, and I know there's just terrible service out there because it's just past NOLA, but we're trying to still work with you here. Let me ask you about what you're doing today, because you've got not one, two, or three, but you've got four bikes you're riding today. Tell us about it and the factory support you have.
Yeah, I'm riding four of the Triumph factory motorcycles. They're Daytona 675, and also the National Spec Series called the Thurston Cup in town. So I drove that bike out of the race shop and got it prepped. And so we're going to be hopefully going 100 miles an hour very soon.
Yeah, let's talk about the straightaway here. This straightaway, I've been told, and it's I think one of the longest ones in the country. You could land a 747 on there. So what kind of speeds are you guys getting in right before you have to dive down?
On the 600 Superbike, we're hitting about 55 on the full on 1,000 cc bikes. You'll be probably closer to 190,
wow.
Maybe a little bit higher, depending on how good of a drive you get out of the final corner.
Wow, that is amazing. And you're smiling the whole time, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. And the thing about it is we're going that fast, and then we have to brake very, very hard and go from sixth gear down to second gear.
Wow.
And it's a pretty incredible experience. So
Can you tell us a little bit about the WIRA Motorcycle Road Racing Organization themselves? Because they've been around for a long time.
Yeah, longer than I have, even. The organization that is catered to everybody from amateurs, and you work your way on us, and people from everywhere from south to the northeast to California, and NOAA Motorsports Park. There's class pretty much for everyone, every kind of bike.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to ask you again. Sorry, I know you're right in the middle of Swampland. If you could try to move again, because our signal's just a little off. Got to love live radio, but you're doing great. Let's talk about your day job, because that's really you've got a lot of stuff that you do for local motorcycle racing. And again, Van Rayburn and I were talking this week, and we got together with Anthony and Angel over Deep South Speedway, and we're excited to announce that they're going to bring the motorcycles to the dirt, the big half mile dirt oval, high bank dirt ovals, and that's going to be pretty exciting to see. And I imagine you'll be there too, won't you?
Oh yeah, for sure. If there's a local race that I'm not already committed to something else, like a national, then I'll certainly be there. That's a part of D&D Cycles. You know, we want to cater to the local community as best we can, because you know we're a local business, and the local riders is how we can stay in business. You know, we appreciate that, and we help out anybody that'll be willing to go with us. So yeah, if Deep South wants to step up and have motorcycles, then be there and support them, and we plan to do so.
Yeah, and it's going to be good. And you've also, you've got a, you hear it in the background, I hear him testing there. You also have done a lot of promoting recently, you know, tying in with Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway for a special event that I've been told that might be coming back. Is that right?
I hope so. We're still nailing out details, but yeah, Mr. Bryant and Pat up there at Five Flags are absolutely just amazing to work with, and in every aspect, truly. I mean, they're just passionate about the racing, and hopefully, excuse me, one second.
Oh, you're fine.
There we go. Okay, sorry about that. We're right next door, and they're going out for practice.
That's awesome.
Anyway, we look forward to it, and I really hope Pat and Tim will let us put the Sweat Hog back on again. I think from a racer standpoint, from a promoter standpoint, and just from a fan standpoint, I think it was a good deal all around. We'll make a few little changes and just improving, but that's the goal. You know, I hope everybody's on board and continues to support it, because that's the main thing.
I think there's people that are ready to do it already. Again, you're at the Nolan Motorsports Park. What is your schedule like? We need to let you go here in about a minute or so. I imagine you're going to be hitting your bike here soon to go out.
Yeah, we're going to start practice here in about 5 minutes or so. Just right now, waiting on the skies to see what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And then we'll decide on which tires we're going to run. Right now, it's kind of poor conditions because the track isn't fully wet and it's not fully dry. So that's the sketchiest of conditions. But as long as it keeps drying up, then we'll put on the full slicks and hammer down. If it's going to be wet, well, we'll throw in the rain tires and hammer down.
Yeah, you got to love it. Well, man, we appreciate you doing everything you do for the racing community in this area. And again, with the bikes, it's going to be a lot of excitement. And we wish you the best of luck. How can we keep track of you throughout the day at NOLA?
Well, you can check our Facebook page. You can check my personal Facebook page. I try to keep that updated as well. And then I believe Racer will be playing as well.
Okay.
Most of your fans have that app on their phone, I'm sure.
Yep.
If not, just go to the Race Monitor app and click on the WIRA. And I'm racing 5 different classes today, so you should be able to find me fairly easily.
That's awesome. Be safe out there, and choose your tires wisely, brother.
Absolutely, man. Thank you very much for having me on there, and thanks again for everybody.
Absolutely. There you go. Again, that is Robbie Bobby McClendonshire with D&D Cycles out of Pensacola Racing at Nolan Motorsports Park. So we wish them best of luck again. And we're looking outside now here for locally, Deep South Speedway. We were going to have Angel on, but she just had somewhat of an emergency come up. So we wish her the best of luck, a major crisis, and they're working on it right now. Now, it has nothing to do with the track. They're going to be open tonight. And again, they've got a pretty big show coming up in just a few weeks. Not this weekend, but if you come back next weekend, the Deep South Speedway, the official home of the High Banks, as they're calling it, we'll have the Neesmith Street Stocks. That's next Saturday. So now they're racing every Saturday out there, and the story behind Deep South Speedway is pretty incredible. You have a husband and wife team that wanted to go see some racing, went onto the website, figured out, wow, it's not open, let's open it. Now, they're not millionaires by any means, but they're starting to try to get out there. The biggest problem, they've said, and the biggest deal that's going to be there with Deep South Speedway is them starting about 3 or 4 weeks after the racing season already started. So you've got a lot of cars already committed to other tracks, like Southern, and for instance, Baker, and if you're traveling over to Mississippi, maybe why not? And, of course, Flemington. So they understand that they're working on the car counts. So they're trying to get the vintage guys out there. And as soon as I order my engine parts on Monday, hopefully by the end of next probably week and a half or 2 weeks, our car will be ready. And we'll be out there running at Deep South Speedway as well. And, of course, with the Southern Vintage Racing Association. So they're asking the association drivers that got rained out at Baker yesterday to try to make it out there. And best thing to do is to keep track of the weather. I'm looking out now, and it really looks good. And from what I understand, texting with those guys this morning, track's in great shape. We had some showers that had moved through, but they're not a bit worried. It looks good. Gates open at 4. Racing starts at 7th. So, again, they'll have tonight the Modifieds, the Vintage, Pure Stocks, Street Stocks, and the Stingers, and they're hoping everyone comes out to support the track, and it'll be bigger and better next year, but they're starting to get it going this year. They've got great food, again, a great family atmosphere. It's one of those tracks where, you know, you can bring your lawn chairs, and here's the best part, and people have wanted this for a while. Back at Deep South Speedway, if you pay $5 right at the main gate, you will get in, and you'll be able to bring your own beer. You can bring your own cooler section, and that's so popular, they said they might have to extend the beer section because everybody's been calling on it. So if you go tonight, BYOB, bring a cooler, $5 gets you in, and sit on your cooler and get ready to watch some great racing. Now, still to come, Dustin Long, he's going to be coming in with NASCAR again with NBC Sports, and again, amazing truck race last night, won by a splitter, Casey over Eric Jones, but again, if once we talk to him here in the next few minutes, we're going to discover that there was an infraction, and but that's not going to affect the outcome, but I can see why Eric Jones was just so upset. 2 weeks in a row had the fastest truck, and it still doesn't win. Last weekend ran out of gas from a pit error, we'll call it, and so we'll see what Dustin has to say about that. Again, want to thank all the sponsors on Kane Motorsports, because we've done so much, and again, with that big benefit coming up with Greg Haney this next Saturday, or Sunday, I should say, the 24th at 3 o'clock, we want to thank all of them as well. McDonald's, obviously, a big part of what we do, and we just signed a lifetime contract with them about 2 weeks to go. They'll always be on the hood supporting our Cancer Warrior kids. Also, thanks to Pull Apart locally. For every top five the team gets, they give us an extra $100, and that goes directly to a family that is struggling with cancer. Our latest Warrior kid, if you look on Facebook, go to Prayers for Carter, a young 5-6-year-old now. He just had his birthday yesterday, I believe it was, and he's fighting strong, and we're really proud of him and his family. Also, thanks to Pitt & Sons Towing, B&A Motorsports, and Titan Race Cars. Rusty Cooper does a great job with the bodybuilding and all the way from the ground up on dirt cars and now asphalt. ABC Designs, also D&T Automotive. Donald Crocker's got my transmission doing some work on it. We had some issues with it last weekend, and he says, no problem, we'll get it ready, and I appreciate you guys there. The Belrose Tattoo and Piercing, I did a pretty cool childhood cancer cross that I've got on my arm. If you ever see me out there, ask to see it. Thanks to Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service at Government and Butler. Again, man, if you're looking for a good, fast engine, whether you drive a vintage, an Eastman Street Stock, or a Bomber, Dewey's the guy to call. Metroglass Mobile, Alabama Teen Challenge, and USFD Racing, along with Falsac Tires, K1 Race Gear, Ratty Rods of the South, and my business, CoastalTrafficReports.com. So, lots to still continue. We appreciate you listening, and Dustin Long is next with all the news that's Charlotte and NASCAR. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, podcasting the show at usfdracing.org. In just a few minutes, of course, they're at United States Fire Department Racing. Racing to bring awareness to all the volunteer fire departments around the country. Help raising money. And again, if you have one of those, look us up on Facebook and love to have the vehicles out to kind of do a car show for y'all. Well, thank you to Joe McCardle. Sunny South Raceway has that $400 bounty on Conley Dubuisson. They're racing tonight. Also, thanks to Matt Weaver live from Indianapolis Motor Speedway, the executive editor of Popular Speed, giving us his rundown of what's going on at Indy and his thoughts on the All-Star NASCAR race. Bobby McClendon-Shire, just talked with him at NOLA Motorsports Park for the WIRA National Challenge Series. Again, driving four bikes out there. They've got some rain, so hopefully, again, he'll choose his tires wisely. And again, Angel was going to be with us with Deep South Speedway, but they've got some things going on at the track right now. They'll be open, again, inviting the Southern Vintage Racing Association out since they got rained out at their Baker race. Now, coming up next, we've been waiting for this interview, Dustin Long with NBC Sports. Lucky enough to have him for a few minutes because he'll be on Sirius Radio from 11 to 2 on Press Pass. So thank you for swinging in before you go and do that. And first of all, you're into home track for a lot of these guys. A lot of extra team members and family members come out to Charlotte. And they talked about it a lot last night with Casey Kane just edging out Eric Jones to win. I mean, just by what I think the splitter. And then afterwards, come to find out that the truck was illegal. And even Dale Jr. had some funny things to say. So, good morning, Dustin, and welcome back to the show.
Oh, yeah, good morning. And, yeah, certainly a busy day yesterday at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. You had the sprint showdown last night with Greg Biffle and Clint Boyer each winning their segments to advance tonight's sprint all-star race. And then you had Danica Patrick win the fan vote. So what that means is Martin Truex Jr., who is second in the points, will not be racing in the all-star race tonight. And as you talk about the truck race, fantastic finish last night between Eric Jones, the 18-year-old for Kyle Busch Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing, and Casey Kane making a rare start in the Truck Series. Spectacular side-by-side battle the last. They had a great battle going late, and then caution bunched the field up for a green light checker, and they basically ran side-by-side the last two laps, and Kane won by 0.05 of a second, the tie for the second closest finish in Camping World Truck Series history.
Wow.
But as you mentioned afterwards, Kane's truck failed post-race inspection. NASCAR said it was the truck was too low on the front end on both sides, too high in the right rear. And myself and another colleague, Bob Pockeris from ESPN, tweeted it out, and Dale Jr. tweeted to Bob, essentially, well, at least we got the left rear right.
So
I think Bob was saying Keselowski, Brad Keselowski retweeted that and said, boy, I wish I could always have such a positive attitude.
That's true. Well, and, you know, it all sets it up for tonight. You know, you've got the million-dollar dash. And, you know, some people have said that they need to see more retweaking, and it's not as big of a deal as the All-Star race could have been back in the day. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, this is still, I can see why NASCAR tries to get as many stars in the race. You know, obviously Danica Patrick didn't race her way in, but was very excited to be able to make it there and go for the $1 million because of the fan vote.
Well, my colleague at NBC Sports, Nate Ryan, and I, we started a new feature this week called Forward Bite, which is a kind of debate section. We take a couple topics and talk about it. One of them was is the All-Star race needed in the sport? And I say, no, it's kind of outlived its usefulness in one sense. And so then said, you know, if there was a way, it might be better to have a points race at Iowa Speedway or someplace, or have a third road course race. That being said, it's here. It is what it is. You know, there was, you'll probably see some segments where the stretches where it may not be the most exciting, but then you probably see some stretches that could be like last night with, you know, the second segment of the Sprint Showdown, you had the guys going three wide for position toward the front. It was a great battle for the, you know, for the lead with Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Larson, and Clint Boyer. So, you know, if you see racing like that somewhat regularly, then it's, maybe the All-Star race still has an important place in the sport. You know, obviously the challenge for NASCAR with an All-Star race is, unlike other sports, you know, where the All-Stars gather for, you know, once a year.
Right.
You know, NASCAR fans get to see the All-Stars every week because they all race against each other from track to track. And that's always kind of been the challenge for this race. But still, you know, this race does have a history of producing some dramatic moments through the years.
That's true. And now, after this weekend, obviously getting ready for the big Charlotte race next Sunday, and, you know, what with Kyle Busch being back, I mean, he sets a fast time. He seems like he's comfortable. How does he look fragile? Is he walking okay? I mean, what are people saying? And again, we've got about a minute and a half left. Also talk about the fact that he will be eligible, if he can, to get in the top 30 for that championship.
Yeah, well, you know, Kyle Busch is doing fine. He's walking on his hands. He's keeping pressure off his legs, so he's just walking through the garage doing handstands all the time.
No, not really. Right. No, I mean, I can see that.
He's got that, that race car driver's, shuffle a little bit.
Yeah, I got it.
But, look, you know, he's been medically cleared, so, you know, he can race. What does it take for him? He's going to need to win once in the last 15 points races. And he's going to need to average about a 15th place finish over that span to get in the top 30 in points based off what you needed to be 30th in points in the past few years. He can do it. If he gets a couple of 43rd place finishes, it's going to be challenging. No doubt about that.
Well, how do we keep track of you this weekend and next weekend online?
Like I said, it's at the NASCAR Talk site. It's nascartalk.nbcsports.com. Follow me on Twitter at Dustin Long. And like you said, I'll be on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern on Press Pass on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio Channel 90 today. Co-host